I've imagined being with you several different ways. I'm excited to be naked with you, and we're nude in my bedroom, feeling the heat of each other's bodies. Your hands run over my softness and my curves, kissing my shoulders and my neck, before kissing me hungrily and pulling me into you, possessively. I feel the warmth of your body and the sharpness to it, the coarseness of your hair all over your body, touching you with this awe and this deep reverence because I can't believe I finally get to touch you, knowing what a privilege it is that we get to be together, that you're mine for these stolen days. Your cock is already erect from the anticipation, and I'd touch you there with innocence and trepidation. Gentle sighs and my breath catching in my throat from the want of you. Eyelids heavy with that desire as I look at you. Folding myself into you and letting you hold me with that protective strength you've spoken of. I start to kneel because I want to take you in my mouth, but you confess that you won't make it that long if we start that way, and you want me to feel the best of you. I lay back on the bed, underneath a pillow, so I'm propped up slightly, and I pull my legs back and display myself for you. Your hands touch me there, but not gently. Yet not roughly, like you're inspecting the best way to thread yourself into me. You kneel in front of my opening and tell me to relax my legs for a minute. So I let my feet fall flat onto the bed. My calves brushing against your outer thigh as we take these few moments before the act, just to savor it. The anticipation. You tell me that you love me, and I reply and say that I love you, and I've always loved you. I'm trembling, so you lean forward and kiss me, your erection shiny and wet and twitching, and it rubs against my outer lips as you kiss me. Against my skin, and the wetness immediately cools, and I'm moaning already for you, whimpering with want of you, because I've wanted you for so long, and now I finally get to have you. Oh. My hands run along the sides of your abdomen as I desperately try and touch you, needing to feel the connection of our skin together. Worried you might disappear if I'm not touching you. You rub the head of your cock against my clit, and I'm already slippery and wet. And you say, "Are you ready, baby?" as you tease me. Except you're having a hard time restraining yourself. I can see that your cock is red and slick, and twitching to find my opening. And I say, "Yes, I'm ready. Fuck me." And you look at me, both eager and pleased. You line your cock up with my hole, but don't push in yet. Instead, you look at me, holding me open with your spare hand at the crook in my knee, and watch as the bulbous head pops inside my tight. Oh, fuck. As the bulbous head pops inside the tightness of my lips. Oh, God. You don't go in easily. You have to pull yourself forward and back. Once, twice, and three times. Opening me up more and more. watching the expression on my face change as you enter me. I arch forward in surprise and shock as you fully sheath yourself inside me, wrapping my arms around your back and burying my face into your chest, sighing wantingly against your skin. You feel thick and hot inside me, and the strength and girth of you is adding to this pressure that I feel inside my body that I'm not used to feeling deep down inside me. It makes me feel full and complete. After those few initial thrusts, sliding becomes easier, and I'm more wet and aroused. And I cannot believe that you're actually inside me. I lay back down against the bed and roll my hips, matching the slow rhythm of yours. They're moving slowly and gently and tenderly. It's slow and deliberate and caring. You put two fingers in my mouth and I suck them as I look at you, moaning each time you push yourself forward inside me, rocking my body back and forth as you work yourself inside me. It's passionate and wanting, and the very definition of making love. And we're both trembling, because after years of build-up and the months of stolen discussions, this is where we're at. At a fork in the road that we're going to stay at. In love. As if it's a destination that you can go to and decide to stay in or leave. And we've decided to stay here for as long as we both want. You don't have to be gentle, I tell you. And I release my hold of your legs and grab your thighs, trying to pull you deeper into me with more pressure and more force. I want it to be rough. And you look at me with surprise and also a sudden eagerness. Something switches in you. You know that even though I'm innocent and delicate, that I want you to use me like a little fuck doll. You pull me back by the hips closer to you, and then you fold yourself over me like a possessive animal, completely covering me, owning me. You hold my face in your hands, and your tongue is in my mouth, and I'm moaning. And your thrusts are powerful and forceful. Both of your arms wrap around my back and you make me arch, my hips driving upwards into you as you fuck me hard. Each upward thrust makes me yelp with want, and I'm rolling my hips in time with yours. Fuck me harder. Come inside me. I want you to dominate me. I want to be possessed and marked by you. You cradle my head in one arm, and you're holding one of my legs back with the other, and then you really start to drive yourself home, and you groan, loud and elongated and deep as you fuck me, the lewd sound of our skin slapping together as you pound me over and over again. At some point during the sensation, I've started to tremble and writhe underneath you. And then my orgasm suddenly explodes all around you. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. And I'm grunting your name through gritted teeth as you just keep fucking me through my own orgasm. And you groan again and increase not only the speed, but the intensity and power of your thrusts. Hit my cervix, I'll make me remember you for days after we fucked. Let me feel every pump of your cum unloading right up against the innermost part of me. And you do. You thrust inside me balls deep, and I'm squirming beneath you as you hold me, growling as you reach your climax. Feeling you come would make me freeze, and I'd focus on every sensation. No pretenses or overacting. Just focusing on your cock pulsing in time with your heartbeat as your essence starts to flow into me. I can't feel it at first. Just the twitch of your cock as it's buried inside me. And then that slow bloom of warmth as you fill me and show me that you love me. And this is how much. And as you come down, after you've emptied your seed inside me, you kiss me slowly, passionately, still wriggling your hips gently back and forth. We've worked hard and we're both hot and sweaty, but you don't want to pull out or get off of me yet. And I don't want you to either. My pussy convulsing and twitching around you, and look at you, brushing the longish hair out of your face, staring into your blue eyes and your flushed white skin. After a while, you become soft and slip out of me, but we're not done yet. We won't be done for basically the entire weekend that we're together. Because we're making up for lost time. Making memories to hold us over until next time. We kiss. With our eyes open. As if we're afraid to close them and wake up from this dream. I can't stop touching your sides and holding you and hugging you. And you smile at me from the innocence and the tenderness. And how deeply I can love you in these stolen moments. And I repeat that within these days, you're mine, and I'm yours.